This is our town.
Always plenty to talk about around Bendigo and Central Victoria with events, sport coming up very soon. Jules, we've got a bit to talk about there.
A very special week. Let's kick things off with International Women's Day. It's this Friday, the 8th of March, and plenty of events have already kicked off around the region, but things that you can still get involved in, like the Women's Health Lotta Mallee Breakfast this Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m, 47 Myers Street, Bendigo. And the Women of Gold launch. I love this. Coco, you probably saw the Bendigo sign. It's been dressed up in gold with some fantastic, significant women around the region that have been doing some good stuff. So Emporium Creative Harbour hosting 11 a.m. on Friday as well, their launch there. So it's a fantastic day to take stock. Think of the women in your life. Accelerating gender equality through economic empowerment is the 2024 theme. So go your good things. Well done, girls.
Yeah, hear, hear. So as far as events are concerned, remembering this is a long weekend coming up, and this one has been on the agenda for a little while. The crew have put together the Peter Mac fundraiser, which is on at the Allies Road Hotel in Myers Flats. So if you're heading out to Myers Flats, right on the corner there, on the Big Bend. So make sure you get out. There's all these fantastic local bands. J.R. Barker, good on you, Jimmy. Uncle Dumpy with the crew there. There's members of Dark Side and Black Dogs. It's a big day. Rusty Bearings, good name for a band, Jules. It's happening Saturday between 2 and 11 out at the Allies Hotel in Myers Flat. Entry is by donation. There'll be auctions, lucky numbers, and so much more on the day coming up Saturday. That is a beauty and put together by locals who have had a real crack for the Peter Mac fundraiser coming up Saturday.
I love a long weekend, and I love the Lost Trades Fair, which kicks off on the long weekend at Bendigo Racecourse. This is all the lost trades that you've forgotten about, you know, like your cuttlefish casting, your blacksmiths, your hot glass. There's all these demonstrations, and it's going to be over 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday, all day, 9:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. There's plenty of things for kids to do and to check out, get their hands stuck into stuff, learn some old school techniques. It's fantastic. The Lost Trades, Forgotten Arts, Bendigo Racecourse.
If you want to go out the other way to Harcourt, this happens every March long weekend. It's been happening for quite a while. It's the Harcourt Apple Fest. Now, Harcourt, synonymous stools with apples.
Yum, your fave.
Yeah, I love them too. And I've got to say that this is a big event. What they do at the James Park in Harcourt is they have a little, what do you call it? They go around, they do a parade, they do all the testing and the award winning as far as the apples are concerned. And there's so much more. Clearly, apples make wine, don't they, or partly?
They make cider, definitely.
That's what I mean, yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
So, you haven't drunk, though, in a while, so
no,
fair enough.
No, been a while. 10 till 3 this coming Saturday. Check it out, the Harcourt Apple Fest.
Hey, why not head out to Maldon? They have their fantastic long weekend market, Country Charm, with fantastic things to pick up, yummy treats. They've got seasonal produce, and this is the time to indulge with, Coco, their breads, their cheeses, you know, the vinaigrettes. Oh, that's delicious. You're going to go home with a full belly. Comfortable spaces to relax with arts and crafts, pottery, jewelry, plus there's going to be local musos will entertain you throughout the Sunday, kids' playgrounds for them to get a bit of energy out. It's kicking off 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. on Sunday in Maldon.
Love it. And also something which is finally back, and that is the Bendigo International Madison Cycling yes. and Athletics Complex, which is the Tom Flood Sports Centre. You're going to be able to see all this happening this weekend. Now, Saturday is athletics predominantly, and then Sunday it's the wheel races with the Madison kicking off around about 6:30 on Sunday night. So 2 days of massive events. It goes all around the world, this. So as it says, the International Madison. So if you're heading up there, enjoy. It's a big event.
They do phenomenal amounts of laps, don't they, Coggo?
Yeah, it's about 160, 70 laps. And so it does go for quite a while. But just the skill of the riders and also women too. It's just fantastic. So get up there if you want to enjoy your cycling and athletics.
And that's awesome. Last but not least, the Moonlight Market. We love this. It's every month that they have in the Hargraves Mall, 3 to 8 o'clock on Saturday. So perfect twilight time. Bring along your mates, your furry friends. You know what's there. You've got all the street eats, the live music, the bar, the boutique market stalls. You know. Was that me or was that you?
No. Go start again with that one. It was this thing going through it. I just didn't turn it off.
I think I paused at the right time.
Just start your bit off
again.
Do
you want me to do the whole thing? Yep.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we've got the Moonlight Market happening Saturday, this 9th of March in the Hargraves Mall from 3 to 8 p.m., rolling into twilight. Bring your mates and your furry friend mates as well. There's plenty of stuff for them to enjoy too. You've got your boutique market stalls. Don't need to tell you about the street eats, but, you know, I've got my eye on those bao buns and American hot dogs.
As you would.
Yes. There's going to be live music, the bars open, everything happening there. Make sure you check that out. As you know, it's in the Hargreaves Mall.
Perfect. All right, let's find out some of the other things that are happening around the region, Jules.
Yes, it's time for Where to Bendigo. M. Tresadashi tells us what's new, what's on, what's happening. And speaking of sport, if you've never heard of pickleball, well, she went off and tried it, an evening just hosted for coming and trying, and M had a go.
This is our town.
I'd heard of pickleball from a reality TV show that I watched, but I'd never played it, and I didn't expect to see it here in Bendigo. And then I saw it, a free pickleball night, a come along and have a go at the Eagle Hawk Table Tennis and Badminton Centre. So,
Em's gone and done it, and I'm so pleased.
Oh, I'm really bad. Yes, I got it over. I mean, I can't believe we're scoring already. Come on.
But wait, there's more to Bendigo.
I sat down with club president Elena Gagliardi.
Elena, pickleball. I've just been introduced to it. It's in this indoor space within Bendigo in Eagle Hawk. This club has been within Bendigo, has been here since August last year.
End of August. The first game was on the 29th of August.
And how many regular players do you have at the moment?
Probably about 20, 24. Yesterday we had 32, which was the first time ever such a record number of people coming to play. I was just rapt.
And today's a try it free evening, and there's quite a few people on the courts tonight too. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels absolutely awesome.
I think from watching and also from playing, one of the cool things about pickleball is it's quite accessible in terms of physicality. You know, most fitness levels can play pickleball, am I right?
Yes, yes. And we have a couple of people who have never held a bat or a racket or a table tennis or a badminton racket ever, and they're starting to play tonight as well.
The other thing is it's really fun.
Yes. Lots of fun and lots of laughs on the court. But there's a great sense of friendship that you develop with the people you play with.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like more people should be playing.
Well, I think so too. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. And trying it, I think, I was apprehensive. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go and I'm going to do the podcast. I'm just going to talk and then I'm going to leave. But I have given it a go and it's actually so fun.
It is so fun.
For those that have never heard of pickleball, how would you describe it?
It's a game between tennis and table tennis and a bit of badminton. You use the skills that you have learnt in either of those games in pickleball. So for me, I'm a table tennis player. I've got a fantastic backhand.
I love that. And perfect. Oh, that's awesome. I can say without a doubt, playing with your club is on the list of where to Bendigo.
Fantastic. That's really great to hear, Emily. I love it.
That's it for this week's Where to Bendigo. A huge thank you to the entire Bendigo Pickleball Club for having me along. I had such a great time on and off the court. Don't forget to stay out of the kitchen. And if you don't know what that means, you haven't played enough pickleball. For more info, you can email bendigopickleball@gmail.com or call 0418 362 322.
All right, that's given us a taste of pickleball, but Togo, what else is happening in local sport?
Well, it's a massive weekend because it's the final round for most competitions when it comes to cricket, Jules, and the Bendigo District Cricket Association have got a couple of big games they're about to wrap up. Now, Bendigo have to win against Sandhurst. They got them out for 43 and they have them 3 for 51, so a big chance. If they get an outright there, they may sneak into the final four. Huntley and Bendigo United. Bendigo United's another team that could sneak into the four as well, so there's a bit riding on that game. Eagle Hawk, White Hills, bit of a dead rubber, but someone wins, which is a good part there. And Strathfield say taking on Strathmuresti, and Strathfield say currently sitting third. They're chasing 241, currently none for six. If they can win that, they'll consolidate. And Golden Square, Kangaroo Flat, who are sitting second, Kangaroo Flat, made 290. So Golden Square have got it all in front of them to finish off their season on a very good note. Let's have a look at the Emu Valley Cricket Association. Similar situation there into the final round, round 12. Manjarang made 301, three declared. So West Bendigo, 7 for 50. So some good numbers there for Manjarang as far as their ladder's concerned. They currently sit second on the ladder. They may even get to the top spot. We'll see. Axe Creek, 173, Wrong 2 for 18. That's a bit of a dead rubber, that one, but still the winner will enjoy a good finish to the season. Emu Creek made 279 to see whether or not they can make it into the top four as well. Bit happening there. Sedgwick have got to get that score to win, and it's going to be a tough battle. And Culgully in a bit of, well, spotter bother, you would say, 412 for United. That's a massive score. Culgully got it all in front of them this Saturday as far as that run chase is concerned. So that's what's happening as far as the cricket is concerned. The bowls of the big Premier match is coming up Sunday at South Bendigo. It is Moama taking on Bendigo East in the Premier Division. This will be a massive game with some huge names, international players, and so much more. So that is what is happening with Lawn Bowls, the Premier League Grand Final this coming Sunday, which is happening at South Bendigo, and lots of other stuff around the region.
Thanks, Coggo. Well, that's it for this episode of My Town. Make sure you stay up to date. You follow us on Listener, the new and improved app.
This is Our Town.